Once a student confesses faith in Jesus Christ and is baptized in witness of this, they are in the third stage of discipleship. And this stage is actually a lifelong pursuit. It's called spiritual formation. The goal of spiritual formation is to help the teenager grow in spiritual maturity through understanding biblical truths and practicing Christian disciplines. Mentorship from the youth leader or another mature Christian is key to this process. And small groups continue to be helpful for teaching key faith doctrines and modeling spiritual practices in action. In addition, invite teenagers at this stage to participate in Bible studies where they can learn key doctrines of the Christian faith. The goal is to ground their personal understanding of God in the language and tradition of Christianity. Teenagers need a systematic explanation of what Jesus taught and why the gospel is true and worth defending. Which doctrines you focus on may depend on your church or denominational affiliation. However, the following theological subjects are an excellent place to start in communicating a foundational understanding of God to a new believer. Who is God? Talk about his fundamental attributes and qualities. What is sin? Discuss the nature of rebellion and its consequences on creation and people specifically. The redemption story of our salvation. Study what Jesus did on the cross and why his substitutionary death was required for the forgiveness of our sins. The work of the Holy Spirit in sanctification. Discuss the role the Holy Spirit plays in our faith development. Theology of the Church. The role of the body of Christ in this world, and the Church's mission and activities. Theology of Revelation. Discover how God reveals himself to us, both in creation and in the Bible. This should include a discussion of why we can trust the Bible is true, and how to read and interpret it. Additional topics could include a theology of heaven and hell, a theology of gender, and a study on spiritual warfare. Again, remember, these are just suggestions. Check with your church leadership about the topics they would consider essential for the new believer. As these doctrines are complex subjects, they may require additional study and explanation. Take the time you need to study these well, and leave room for questions and further discussion with your students. In addition to understanding key doctrines, the other goal in this stage of discipleship is to teach teenagers how to develop their personal relationship with Jesus Christ through spiritual disciplines. These include prayer, worship, accountability, and Bible study. These are important practices that develop a mature faith in Jesus. Embracing these habits demonstrate that a young person is making faith their own. In addition to studying key Bible doctrines, as previously discussed, simply reading Scripture together can be a great resource to the faith development of teens. Encourage teens to meet with their youth leader or spiritual mentor to simply read the Bible together and discuss what it says. A good way to do this is to use a Bible reading plan. A reading plan just means assigning specific passages to be read on specific days. This gives some structure to your spiritual life and guides the discussion during times you meet with the student. A good place to start is one of the epistles in the New Testament. These letters were written by early church leaders to various congregations and contain good instruction and advice for new believers. Many books written by the Apostle Paul are excellent to study. The book of 1 Peter is especially well suited for a young disciple. It covers topics including how to endure hardships, the pursuit of holiness, healthy relationships, prayer, spiritual warfare, overcoming temptation, and serving God's purposes with your spiritual gifts. It is also a fairly short book and can be read in 1 to 2 months, depending on how you divide the reading plan. Choose a pace that fits your student's learning style and be willing to adjust if necessary. There should be a sense of accomplishment to finishing a book together that will fuel the student's desire to continue. Talk about what they want to learn more about, and pick another book to tackle. Remember, spiritual formation is a lifelong process. Understanding key doctrines and forming spiritual disciplines are key pursuits for all Christians. Ensure these are a priority in your own life as you journey with new believers and model for them what it means to follow Jesus.